Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Late Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Hey, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm Catherine Boyle. I'll be riding solo this week, so please do keep me company right through till Friday. I'll be on the usual number, 03444991000. I hesitated then because I'm not usually the one saying it. 03444991000. We can talk about whatever you fancy. Usual rules apply. I know that it's sounding slightly more feminine than the usual, but I ain't apologising for it. Just deal with it. Now, I've got to be honest with you. I've been kind of dreading coming in, especially doing the show by myself today, because it's been one of those weekends where the atmosphere has been really kind of heady. And I'm not dreading coming in because I don't want to be here, but because I really don't know how to, what to say after this weekend and how to do the least harm after this weekend, where, you know, we have another poor soul who couldn't see her way to another day. That's all we really know about the situation, isn't it? The rest is guesswork. And if you look online, my God, I had to shut it down after a while, but if you look online, the blame is being chucked around. And for sure, from the outside looking in, there are obvious elements to what was going on that you and I would find really difficult if it was to happen to us, and maybe impossible to deal with if it was happening to us. But the truth is that none of us know really what went on, and none of us have got the right to tell Caroline's story with certainty, especially because, you know, inevitably doing that, you'll be catching other people in the crossfire as we go. Now, speaking from my personal experience, I've only been on the very edge of a media whirlwind a couple of times over the last few years. You know, I've been the one keeping the secrets that others were guessing about and trying to winkle out in emails to agents and stuff. You know, and I've also been the friend picking up the phone in the middle of the night on one occasion, and I'm not breaking any confidences here because he's told you about it himself, but running across town to stop my friend jumping off a bridge. I was the one standing guard afterwards to make sure he was safe. And you know what? As a friend, you want to be the person to do that. It's your honour. It's your honour that they've confided in you at that moment when they really couldn't see a way out of something. And I'm really glad I was there. But I'm not going to pretend that that wasn't a living nightmare that whole time. So if it was a living nightmare for me, I can only imagine how it was for the person at the centre of it all. And if you haven't been there, you're really lucky. You've got no idea. So, you know, while there's probably some comfort in pointing the finger and finding a bad guy in all this, because it kind of makes sense of something so sad and so tragic. And you know what? Signing a petition, trying to change the law, if that's what you feel you need to do, that's great. You know, you're a small cog in the wheel of trying to steady a runaway train that has been building up over time. And it might make a change in 5 or 6 months' time. And that change might be important. But you know what? Inevitably, it probably will not be as sweeping as what you would like. But it is something, right? It is something. And it will make you feel better, perhaps for 5 or 6 days. But let's be honest, it probably won't scrape the surface of what is a really complicated problem. And one, as I say, that's built up over years. So what can we do? I don't want you to feel helpless in this. I don't want any of us to feel helpless. That's kind of at the core of it all. Let me bring you back to something I've been falling back on a lot. And it's helped me time and time again, right? Other people's behaviour is on them. Your reaction to it is all you've got. So let me ask you, how clean is your side of the street? Did you really need to scream abuse at that footballer this weekend? Weren't he playing on your side? Why did you send that tweet? Do you need to voice your disapproval online to someone who might already have received half a dozen sweary bits of not-so-constructive criticism that day? Why do you think they need to know what you think at that moment? And how would you feel if someone spoke to your partner or your kids or your sister or your brother, someone you cared about like that? Why did they deserve it? And if you aren't using your real name online, I'd be really interested to know why. Why you wouldn't want to explain your actions to your boss or client? Is that who you really are, that person online? Because I'd suggest it can't be, otherwise you would be standing by it. Hate can only breed more hate. It's totally natural to feel angry and frustrated. We've been here before. That's the tragic thing. We have been here before. And anger and frustration is a reaction to feeling out of control. But the good news is you are in control. You are in control. There will always be people you disagree with or disapprove of in life and online. And you're not the ghost of Twitter yet to come. You are not the person who's going to set them straight. And you calling them a cockwomble isn't going to change their ways. You're actually making them louder because you give them something to kick against. So here's a radical idea. What about letting someone you know or you don't know that you think that they're doing a great job, that they've made you laugh or they've made you think or they've made you pick up a book you haven't thought about for ages or listen to a piece of music that lifted your heart for a moment? Gosh, yeah, she's talking about feelings. Brace yourselves. People that make you feel better about yourself. And wouldn't you like to be that person that makes someone else feel a bit better about themselves rather than worse? It's a small thing, but, you know, if enough of us do it, it could make a difference. And I would say we've got nothing to lose by trying, but that's not true, is it? So that's what I'm throwing open to you. Have a little think about your side of the street. I'm going to think about mine. And, you know, imagine that person was someone you knew. 0344 499 1000. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Late Night with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Honestly, give me a ring. We can talk about anything you want to. 0344 499 1000. Here's Sean. Hi, Sean.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. You sound a bit far away from your phone.
No, I was just then. I just picked it. I was on the headphones. My headphones don't bloody work.
All right. I've got
to quickly unplug them. Were you on the phone the other night with Ian Lee when I called in?
I was in the studio the other night.
When I called in, I'm Sean that called in and had the horrible argument with Ian, and then we ended up talking about porridge. And
yeah, and do you know what, Sean? That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, I felt the same, you know. And you followed me on Twitter. I won't say my name on Twitter. I'm not under my own name, but there is a reason for that, because I'm on for the sake of for my business. And
can I ask you about that? I've not looked at your account. I don't know. Do you just tweet business stuff from that account?
No, I use Twitter because I'm a currency and commodity trader.
Right.
Okay? So I use Twitter as a curated news feed. So if there's any news about, you know what Twitter's like, I mean, if anything happens, I mean, sadly, I think it was Saturday night, I happened to be on Twitter, and I saw the thing about Caroline dying, and a thing came up, it said, newsflash, Caroline, I can't remember her second name now, you know, I'm nervous, I'm on the radio, died, and... I looked at the time thing on it, and it was like 1 minute that I got that thing.
Yeah.
And I sometimes go and do my work in a Starbucks because I'm a trader. I can work at home on my own, you know, and you just sit there on your own watching the screens, watching the market. So very often I'll go and sit in a Starbucks in Brighton.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir there because sometimes I'll make the podcast and I'll think, oh, I'm not going to sit looking at these four walls again today. Let's go out.
Exactly.
I'll look at a different four walls.
Exactly. And I have a lovely situation in Starbucks, you know, because I have, like, Korean students come and sit near me, a couple of old boys, you know, one, in fact, that has just had a heart attack. I haven't seen him for a week, and he turned up today, and he's safe, thank God. And I was in Starbucks, actually, on Saturday afternoon, because I had a document to write while the markets were closed, and it was about 5 o'clock, and I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and I came back in, and I looked at my laptop and I saw Caroline had died.
Yeah.
And I said to a couple of the staff, do you know who she is? They said, yeah. And I said, she's just died. And everybody in the place just suddenly got on their phones and looked at it, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's my use of Twitter. I look at it because if the oil market changes, if something happens in the gold market, if something happens in, you know, commodity exchange, it comes in just like that death did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I use it. And I make comments and, you know, I'm not a big global warming fan, so sometimes I'll talk about that and I'll get attacked. And
right, and do you do that from your work account?
Yes, I do, basically. You know, but I think you followed me the other day and there's a picture of me on there. Rolling Stones concert, you know, I've got my own photograph on there.
No, it wasn't me that followed you. I don't follow many people, but I get it. And you're not unusual in that people, you know, who are one-man businesses or one-woman businesses will, you know, have an account that's a bit of everything.
Yeah, the other day, after I had that conversation with Ian, I followed him, and then somebody followed me, which I thought was the girl that was in the studio with him on that day, which I thought was you.
Well, it was, but it wasn't. I am that woman, but I'm not that Twitter person.
All right, fine. Well, I promise I won't let you down. But your monologue at the start, and I know you're nervous in there, you know, doing the show.
I'm not nervous. I wanted to be really careful about what I said.
It was brilliant. What you've just said absolutely caught the zeitgeist, you know. And the reason I phoned in to Ian the other night, and we went through that horrible, difficult situation and ended up being friends, was that what I wanted to call in actually to say, and Ian kept doing that thing, talking over me, going, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I kept, you know, and I sort of said F off and put the phone down and phoned back in. And we went through this whole drama. And what I was actually trying to say when I called in that night was to say, you know, we're living in a world at the moment where we're all divided. You know, I'll give you an example. My son, Eli, is 18 years old. When he was 3 months old, my ex-wife, sadly, his mother, was out shopping one day. And I had a business in Bermuda at the time, a currency trading business in Bermuda. And I was on the line to my head trader there, and we were talking about the business. He said to me, I've got to go. He said, an aeroplane has just crashed into the World Trade Center. And I said, oh, Jesus, I'll go downstairs and look. And those two planes crashed into the World Trade Center. And since that day, we've been through two horrible wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Then after that was over, we went through the David Cameron austerity. Then after that was over, we went through the Brexit thing. And now we're in a situation where we've got the coronavirus. And none of us are getting a rest. And, you know, the media, what I actually called in to say to you the other night was, you know, we've got a media now where, you know, all they talk about is racism and climate change. And we're all divided. And none of us are loving each other. And that's the big thing here now. You know, we've Brexited and...
Well, not quite. Let me interject just for a second, if I might, Sean, because I actually thought that phone call was really interesting. And especially hearing now the angle that you think you came in at, from my perspective, it was a bit like Twitter. You know, when someone jumps in and you came in and you, if I remember rightly, you called Ian a lunatic and said that he was surprised he still had a job. And what I would suggest is that point you made just then, completely reasonable, and you would have got a completely different reaction. But I think sometimes you start the people, and I'm not saying you in particular, it happens on this show now and again, not often, because actually that thing you're talking about where the media is always whipping people up, we don't do on this show. We actually try not to do that at all.
Ian did do it to me the other night because...
Well, hang on a second. But if you'd have come in the way you came in to me, you would have had a completely different experience. And do you know what? We don't need to go over the whys and the wherefores, because actually the way it turned out was the way it could have been all the way through.
But Ian didn't let me, and I'm quite worried about Ernie, actually, because Ian did to me the other night something which is classic narcissism. You know, he didn't let me speak, he projected onto me.
Are you going to start slagging my best friend off now?
No.
Please don't, Sean, because we were on such a good footing.
Let me tell you something right now, he's my best friend as well, because I really care about him.
Well,
and if he's your best friend, I don't think he's right. And we can have another conversation about that. But what I'm
telling you what, have a conversation with him about that when he comes back.
I will do.
I'm not his carer.
What I phoned in about tonight is, you know, we are in a real mess in society at the moment. We just need to just love each other. You know, nobody needs to be divided over race. You know, nobody needs to be divided over sexism and all of that sort of stuff. You know, I live in Brighton, which is one of the most, as I'm sure you probably know, which is one of the most diverse cities in the world. We all walk around here, you know, there are blacks, there are gays, there are transvestites, we all get on, we all sit in cafes together, but we're all being kind of stretched like spaghetti and divided. And, you know, we're all being told to look at each other with untrusting eyes. And what you...
Yeah, but your reaction is on you, Sean. Whoever's saying that, and they're not saying that to me, your reaction is on you. So no, you can join in with that, or you can choose to not.
No, I'm fully joining in with it.
What, with the stretching?
No, with the togetherness.
Okay.
But, you know, I want everybody to be together. But, you know, you talk to gay guys, suddenly they're finding insult. You speak to lesbian women, suddenly they'll find an insult.
How are you insulting them?
Huh?
How are you insulting them?
Just talking normally.
Well, maybe you should do more listening and less talking.
Well, no.
Because they'll tell you what's upsetting them if you listen.
Well, you're doing to me what they're doing to me.
What, trying to help you?
No, you're trying to niggle me.
Oh, I see. That's what it is it?
Well, it is. Why wouldn't you listen to me without, you know, saying what you're saying?
I am listening to you, probably more carefully than you realise.
And my biggest point the other night, my main point the other night, was that, you know, when I said about the blockbuster moment, which you all laughed about and everything, and I'm sure you've looked into that after.
No, we haven't.
Well, shame on you.
Oh,
shame
listen, Sean, we come on and have a conversation. Don't come and give us a lecture. I would really like to have a chat with you, and I'd like to have a chat with you about something that is not going to upset you, but I'm not going to let you...
I'm not upset at all.
Good, all right.
You're getting upset.
Oh, I'm not upset at all. I've been doing this for 20-odd years, Sean. I've had more conversations that have been more pressing than this.
Well, I've been doing this for 40 years.
What, talking nonsense?
There you go again, you see.
Bye, Sean. Oh, well. 03444991000. Hey, Alistair.
Hi, Cass. Sorry, I was on the speaker and I had to put it onto...
How very dare you?
Right. So I'm ringing to apologise.
Oh, don't.
I apologise to it. I sent a Sarki email, text to Twitter to Ian, and I was really ashamed afterwards. And I did apologise to him by Twitter later in that morning. And he acknowledged it, I think.
Yeah, and don't feel ashamed about it, because you know what shame breeds.
Yeah, I know.
It's no good. But you caught yourself.
I was an entitled dick, I guess, wasn't I?
Well, it was a bit of a surprise. Let's put it that way, Alistair. But you caught yourself in it. And as you probably just heard, some people never do.
I don't know. Shaw was all right. And then he went mad all of a sudden.
He didn't want to have a conversation.
But, yeah, I mean, I was doing everything just in that few words of that tweet, because I was, you know, frustrated stupidly about, you know, not being on. But
yeah,
that's just been feeling entitled. And I know that, you know, it's not about that. It's about the whole show and you know, all of your listeners. It's not about me.
Well, sometimes it's about you. Sometimes it's about other people. But, you know, we just try and keep it bouncing along, Alistair, and I'm sorry if you felt slighted about it. What's been going on with you?
No.
You sound a bit down.
No, I'm kind of all right now. I mean, what was happening last week, to be honest with you, is I was, right, this is really bad. So any listeners who are, you know, don't do this. I found some old medication, right, that I wasn't actually taking. I'm not taking at the moment. But I knew these tablets would help me sleep, Kath.
Mm-hmm.
So I started taking them. They're actually an antipsychotic.
Oh, blimey, Alistair.
And although I was trying to minimise how many I took, although it did get me to sleep, it was the wrong kind of sleep, and I got myself into a bit of a state with it, really, if I'm honest. And that's why I think I was a bit kind of, you know, emotional,
yeah,
would say. So I've stopped it now.
And what have you done with those pills?
They need to go in the bin, and they will.
Right.
And now...
Because you know this stuff's like whack-a-mole, if you're not careful.
Yes.
You sorted your drinking out, and then you start relying on something else.
That's it.
And we've experienced, it doesn't make you any better.
No. But anyway, and then... the horrible thing happened on Saturday.
All right.
And then it kind of made me focus again on people who send tweets, including me, unfortunately, that really are not very nice.
Mm.
And it took me back to, you know, the time when I sent Ian some horrible tweet.
But don't go back to that, because that's done, that's forgotten. And you know what? Maybe that had to happen to get us where we are now. And we're so, you know, we're thrilled to bits that you're back, and we're thrilled to bits that we can have the conversations that we have with you now. And that's all, you know, that's all gone in the past. But as I say, probably necessary to happen so you wake up to yourself and realise that it doesn't have to be like that. You're doing so well, Alistair.
Yeah.
Don't get dragged backwards by shame.
No. I mean, it's just that, you know, it just makes you think about, obviously, Caroline, unfortunately, felt with everything going on, and as you rightly said in the beginning, it must be a very complex situation with what she was going through, with everything happening. Obviously, anything said in tweets or Instagrams or anything like that are not helpful, especially if they're negative.
Mm.
So, you're absolutely right. We all need to look at ourselves, I think, about this sort of thing.
Yeah. And you know what? It doesn't mean being a pushover. It doesn't mean letting people ride roughshod over your feelings or anything like that, you know. But there's a way to handle yourself, you know. And this is the thing, you know. Be the person that you want to be online, and as if someone's watching you all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's out of respect for yourself. I don't want you feeling like this over a silly tweet.
No, well, I'm fine now.
Good.
But, you know, I just wanted to register that with yourselves.
Ah, well.
But, Kath, I mean, obviously in your position, I mean, your mum is asking, because you must get some negative stuff thrown at you. How do you deal with it?
Not a lot. I don't get a lot, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't look on online forums because it feels a bit like eavesdropping on someone else's conversation, and their opinion of me has got probably very little to do with the truth, and there's nothing I can do about it. So what's the point in putting myself through that? I did it a couple of times once when I was younger, and it took quite a long time to get back from it. You know, you can't do this job. This job is so much about confidence and about being unguarded. And if you're continually trying to please people who don't like you, you can't be you. So, you know, it's like standing up in a classroom where you know the bullies that are at the back taking the mickey out of how you speak. You can't do it. So I just have to be in this little bubble and assume I'm talking to friends. And, you know, people don't like it, then that's fine. I'm not, you know, I'm not moving in with them. And also the lucky thing is that I work with my mate. And so if something particularly upsetting happens, I can send it to him and we laugh about it. And that's how we get around it. For the most part, some of it is hurtful. In the past, it's been hurtful, especially when times were hard. But people had no idea because we don't tend to air that stuff on air.
No. And you've got family around you.
I've got family around me. I've got my mum and dad around the corner, you know. And fortunately, I've been brought up in an environment where it was all right to speak up if I didn't feel like I was handling things. So.
Yeah. And you've got a lovely cat.
I've got a lovely cat, but she could not give a toss about me, so she's no help whatsoever. The only time she cares about me is if I'm holding the dreamies.
Well, I'm on. And then I'll go. You know, I'll have to ask, is the bathroom complete?
Oh, my God. The bathroom. We are into week four of a job that was supposed to take a week and a half.
What's wrong with them?
He's doing an all right job, but he's so slow, and we've had so many... Honestly, the excuses, right? And he's a single dad, and we were warned from the start that he would need to be there to pick up the kids and stuff. And it's like, I get it. I completely get it.
Yeah.
But we've had the kids being ill, him being ill, the electrician being ill, one of his mates having to go, you know, the builder's mates having to go for emergency dental work. Then this week I said to my husband, all that's missing is his nan failing in some way. We got that one this weekend. She had a fall and he had to take his mum.
Oh.
And it got to the point where you're going, uh-huh, okay. And Ian says, I don't know why you've not called him out. What if he's just really the unluckiest man in the world? What if? And I can't be that person. I'm just not good at conflict.
You're a nice person.
But at the same time, I do feel a bit of a mug. And I've only just got a shower that can work and not everything's fixed and he's supposed to be coming back tomorrow to finish off. And there's no point bawling him out, is there? Because I don't want to be in the house with, well, either someone who walks out and leaves me with a bathroom unfinished or someone who's furious.
And the longer it goes on, the kind of longer you have to put up with it in a way, because...
I just want it done now.
You know, you can't sack him particularly because it's not worth that happening.
No, but let me tell you something. On Thursday, I discovered that my loved old banger, my moped, didn't work. My scooter didn't work.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I mean, it's ancient. It's 20 years old, and I probably didn't rev it up enough during the winter to keep the battery going. Completely my fault, right? But I phoned this guy up who'd had a look at it for free for me. He was sort of joined up to the motorbike school that I was using. And they said, oh, take it round to Dean, he's brilliant. I did, and he had a look for me, and he had a look for nothing, but I had in my head, right, that's the fella if anything goes wrong with this, because I've had trouble in the past getting people to even look at it because it's so old.
Right.
Not only did that fella answer the phone, get back to me, tell me he'd see it and on what day, pick it up, do it for like 40 quid, sort it out for me, and bring it back to me the next day. I was so overjoyed and I was thinking, why am I like... I was kissing this bloke backside. I thought it was wonderful and I told him I thought it was brilliant. And you know what it is, Alistair? It's so rare these days to hire someone who does what they say they're going to do and
absolutely.
You don't have to chase them. I'm always chasing and I hate it. I hate being the nag. I hate it. But he did it. And he did it with a smile and he didn't do it as if it was a hassle.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So he's got a customer for life and I will recommend him to the high heavens.
Yeah.
I mean, the bathroom guy, on the other hand, possibly not. I've got a roommate for life by the looks of it. I told him if you stay any longer, you'll be moving in.
I'll tell him that he'll have to like the cat. I got a mate from the AA group to come and do my security light because he's an electrician. And that's exactly the same. He did it, you know, in about a couple of weeks after I'd asked him, and it was about 50 quid, that was it.
Yeah. Isn't it thrilling when someone does it?
Yeah.
What I really want, right, this is what everyone needs in their life. A hairdresser that is brilliant and does what you ask, and also, if you don't know, can make recommendations at work, right? Everyone wants that person. A builder who you can call at the drop of a hat and who will do a fair job in a reasonable amount of time. Everyone wants that. A mechanic. I think those three people will see you right through life.
Absolutely. And maybe a vet if you're lucky.
A vet. Yeah, useful. Useful.
But anyway. Thanks, Kath. And please send my love to Ian, and I'll be listening all week, as you know.
All right, you're a good one. Thanks very much, Alistair. You take care of yourself.
Thanks, Catherine.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to Alan in just a second. Let's take a break first, shall we? This is Talk Radio. I'm Catherine Boyle. The phone number, as usual, 0344 499 1000.
Across the UK, online, on DAB, and on your smart speaker, Talk Radio.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.